Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's better than this? Guys, me and dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts. Chris Schubert floating around as a producer. We're from the Draft Network. We're brought to you by Bet Online, the best spot for all your sports wagering information. They've got it all. The MLS, football's futures, baseball, NHL, the boxing, UFC. It's all there for you on an easy-to-use website. Check it out. You can use your desktop or your mobile device. Sign up today. We'll give you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code BLEAVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. It's Bet Online, and it's where the game starts. Kyle, happy summer solstice to you.
Happy Joe Found His Hat Day.
That's what I was going to come in and say. Joe found his hat. Very nice.
You know where
now
it was,
he's
boys?
He's got white and gray on his hat so he can wear whatever he wants with it now. He doesn't have to worry about pairing things together or anything like that.
You get me. You get me, Kyle, the freedom that has come with this hat. Where did I find the hat? It's where I find everything that I lose. My wife put something on top of it. So this was on our, like, we have like a mud room when you first walk into our house with like, where you can put stuff. And I put it in the mud room and my wife put our pool bag on top of it. And so when we went to the pool yesterday, it was revealed.
I have to imagine that wasn't too kindly to the brim of your hat to have a bag sitting on top of it.
Yeah, not kind. We're going to work it back into shape here, but I'm just glad it's back. I feel complete again, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy for you as well. Do we want to work our way into the NFC South since Lord knows we're going to take every second of these to pick as few games as possible, as evidenced by yesterday in which we did two teams in the NFC South, although this process will get quicker because we have seven less games to pick across the other two teams in the NFC South as things currently stand.
Yeah. Let's do that. I also want a quick shout out to Chris Schubert. Happy National Arizona Day to you.
Thank you.
That in there. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So playoffpredictors.com, our friends, the second greatest website on the face of the planet behind the draftnetwork.com. And, I live on there this time of year, and you go through and you can pick all the games, and that is what we're in the process of doing here on Draft Dudes. We did the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers yesterday on the show, which means we're going to finish the South with the Saints and Bucks and see where else we can get starting a new division. So do you want to start with the Saints?
Yeah.
Joseph.
Yeah, let's start with the Saints.
So we've picked wins in two of the first 3 weeks of the year for New Orleans already because we picked them going on the road and beating both Atlanta and Carolina in weeks one and weeks three. So two row wins there. Week two, Saints home opener, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that they have historically performed very well against during the Tom Brady era of being in Tampa Bay.
I want to do the split thing with Tampa, if you're cool with it. With the Saints.
Yes, dude, that is cool. Especially because the Week 13 matchup in Tampa Bay is a Monday night game. So Tom Brady in prime time on Monday night at home.
Right.
Give him that one, and we'll give the Saints the win in Week 2, which would put the Saints starting the year at 3-0 chronologically before they are home for a three-game homestand, which you'd have to be pretty excited about if you were them.
Man, wow. Okay, so we have him at 3-0 entering a three-game homestand against the Vikings, Seahawks, and Bengals.
3-0 and 3-0 in the NFC South to start the year.
Wow. Yes. The hype is very, very real.
Home against the Vikings. Home against the Vikings now.
You got to feel like there's like a blip in the radar at some point here, right? Like they're going to lose. I think they lose 2 out of 3 at home here. I really do.
Just kind of law of averages coming into play here.
Yes.
I'm cool giving them Cincinnati in a shootout as a loss, and then Minnesota can obviously score in bunches as well with their weapons offensively. So what do you think about those two being the losses, and we give them the win at home against Seattle in week 5?
I think that's more than a reasonable way to look at that, and we still have the Saints through 6 games. Is that 5-1?
No, they're 4-2 now. They're 4-2.
Oh, right. Because I literally just said they're
not a math guy, but you give them 2 losses in 3 games.
Draft dudes do math. It manifests itself. King.
Print the shirts. Saints go on the road on a short week after that loss to Cincinnati in week 6 that we've just given them to play the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday Night Football in Arizona. Happy National Arizona Day, right? That's what it is. Yeah.
So what yes, it is. What I like about this game for New Orleans is I think defensively they match up pretty well with Arizona. I really do believe that. I hate the dynamics of a short week on the road. That's never easy. But this, it feels like a game that the Saints can control in the line of scrimmage, both offensive line and defensive line. But
And Arizona, this would be Nuke's first game back. Is that correct? 6-game suspension for him?
Assuming they don't have a bye early in the season.
They don't. I'm looking at their schedule. Their bye is week 13.
Yeah. Okay. So he'll be back.
I'm inclined to still give this to New Orleans, though.
Did you know most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used Auto Approved to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approved, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. Auto Approved connects vehicle owners with their best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever, and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the best deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save their customers on average over $150 a month. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners that refinance through Auto Approve, they'll send you $100 cash to your mailbox. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you could save and to claim your $100 cash back offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
We had Arizona at 2-0.
The point on the trench, and maybe that's where we can go next on Arizona Day. If we have time to go into a new division, maybe we can do the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think that should be our goal.
Let's see if we can do it. National Arizona Day. Okay, great. So now we have the Saints at 5-2, and they are home for the next 2 in succession. They play the Raiders, and then they play the Ravens back-to-back AFC opponents.
I like them getting a dub over the Raiders. They get the extended time coming out of a Thursday night game. Oh, and then they get extended time for Monday night. But I still think I want Baltimore in that one.
Can we talk about it?
Sure.
I just look at Baltimore, right? And do you think the lack of outside weapons that Baltimore has is a plus in this matchup for Baltimore, or do you think it's a plus in this matchup for New Orleans?
Well, that's always going to be a plus for the team that, you know, if Baltimore doesn't have enough weapons on the outside, we know that. That's never going to be a benefit to them that they have that situation.
Okay. So I guess my thought is, how do you feel as though New Orleans matches up against Baltimore's offense with that in mind, knowing that you have Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis and these two interchangeable safeties that can fill the run, and Chauncey in the slot, who's a really good run defender as well.
I think
well.
It's a good matchup. That's a good matchup. You want to give it to the Saints?
Pete Werner. Man, I don't want to get carried away, but like I do.
Let's roll with it and go back and adjust if we need to.
And Damian did the breakdown on the Ravens roster, right? And when he looked at the Ravens defense, they've got a lot of, I think he graded a lot of adequate level starters in the front seven for Baltimore. But I think about New Orleans and their offensive line and their ability to run the football if they want to. And yeah, I think I'm going to talk myself into New Orleans for this one.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll come back to it, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, another AFC North opponent. They go on the road to play the Steelers, who are coming out of the bye.
Kind of like Pittsburgh.
Coming out of the bye?
At home. Coming out of the bye, and I just feel like we've really – I mean, I guess outside of the Vikings loss, we've pretty much given the Saints the benefit of the doubt on every game to this point.
Okay, that's fair. And those are the kind of conditions, a road game where the other team is getting extra rest, especially because they're playing Monday night the week prior. So, like, yeah, you're already on a short week, and then they got to buy anyway on top of it. So yeah. I could talk myself into that. That's fine. Back home, the Saints to play the Los Angeles Rams.
I think the Rams would win that. I think the Rams are the better team.
I think the Rams have the better quarterback and the better coach.
Yeah. Rams.
That by itself, if everything else is a push, those should be enough to negate the home field advantage that we're looking at here. Okay, so at this point we have them at 7-4 in the season, and they go on the road to play the San Francisco 49ers next.
The 49ers are such a hard team for me to forecast because I just don't know what they're getting at quarterback. But we like the rest of this team. Obviously, that was on display when we went through the Trey Lance conversation. They've got some really premier players.
Let's assume you get Jimmy Garoppolo last year level quarterback play, because even if Trey Lance is bad, he might not be what Jimmy was as a passer, but he'll also have the running ability to kind of give them an extra layer. So let's assume the worst.
All right. Well, Niners
because
at home.
The worst for them was a 10-win team or whatever, and they made it to the NFC Championship game. So
Niners at home.
Niners at home.
Yeah.
We now have them on a 3-game skid going into the bye because they have the Monday night game against the Bucs that we decided in week 2 we were going to go the home and home. Ooh, do we want to revisit this Falcons game now? Because we gave this as a loss to the Falcons coming out of the bye, which would put them at 7-7.
Yeah, I look at New Orleans as a team that's going to be competitive, that can push for double digit wins, but they're not a team that I think is above things like a 3-game losing streak and having some bad losses.
This would now be a four-game losing streak and losing coming out of the bye to a four-win football team.
Sure, but even if we leave it as is with Cleveland and Philly the next two games, as long as they get one of those two, they'll have nine wins, which is where I kind of think this team will slot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And I definitely think that they have a talent advantage. I like Philly this year. I will say I like the Eagles, and I like the signing of Jaquiski Tartt at safety for them, but I like New Orleans' roster more than Philadelphia's. Now, that is a Southern Dome team playing on New Year's Day in Philadelphia. They got to go to Cleveland, too, on Christmas Eve.
A couple tough ones. Yep.
Yes. And we don't know what the hell's going on at quarterback for the Browns, too. This is hard.
Right.
Honestly, dude, I might be inclined to give him L's in both those games and flip the Falcons game.
Put Falcons down to three wins.
Yeah, and we still have a game left to pick for Atlanta. We left that unattended for the time being.
I like it. I like it. There's no reason to the Falcons. I mean, like, our thought process there was good, you know, late season divisional game, but the Falcons roster is bad.
And if we see how the conference stacks up and we're not comfortable with Atlanta having three wins, we can go back and revisit and say, okay, who's the team that we oversold that plays the Falcons? Like, that's, again, we're not trying to get every game right on the first try, but this is that exploratory process for us to explore how this plays out. So we would give them the win coming out of the bye at home against the Falcons, which I think is a good thing, with a three-game losing streak in front. Now you got to go play in cold weather environments in Cleveland and Philadelphia on on Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. We're giving those two losses and then the win week 18 against the Panthers, which would put the Saints at 9-8, 5-1 in the division, 7-5 in the NFC.
I dig it.
Which will probably be good for a playoff spot.
Yeah. Experience TV, music, podcasts, and games like never before with the new Sonos Ray. This new compact and easy-to-use soundbar puts you at the center of all your entertainment with clear, crisp dialogue and perfectly balanced bass. Just plug in the power cable, connect to your TV, and get set up in the Sonos app within minutes. Even I figured it out. Before you know it, you have blockbuster sound and streamlined control of your content for all your favorite services. Visit Sonos.com to shop Ray now.
Every man wants a winning team, front row seats to the big game, and a partner to heat things up in the bedroom. Blue Chew can help with that last one, and Draft Dudes is here to tell you how. Blue Chew. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men combat all forms of ED. And because Blue Chew is an online prescription service, there are no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your front door discreetly. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. And they're made in the USA, prepared to ship direct, so it's cheaper than the pharmacy. Here's a special deal for our listeners here. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BELIEVE at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your first month free. Bucks.
All right. Can we, I don't know if we're going to get to Arizona. We'll try.
Well, we have 12 games to pick. Technically 11, because we're going to leave the week 18 game uncontested until we figure out the rest of the conference. So Tampa Bay week one in Dallas to play the Cowboys.
Dub.
I Bucks, agree. And dub. We went over Dallas's roster with Keith, who did the presentation, and it was kind of eye-opening to see. I expect a little bit of a step back for that team. I think they'll still be competitive. I still think they'll have a chance to win the NFC East, and we'll get to that when we get to the NFC East. But, yeah, I think Tampa's a better team. Week two, we predicted New Orleans to win at home. So now week three, Tampa is home against the Green Bay Packers.
I just worry about Green Bay without Devontae Adams, right? Like, Packers fans will tell you it's fine. Okay, is it really? That's the guy Aaron Rodgers likes to throw the football to. Like, and who do they, who's there now that's going to make us feel good about Devontae Adams not being there? Defensively, this team's going to be good. They'll be able to run the football, but will they have the same firepower in the passing
game? You're going to try to run the ball on Vita Vea and Akeem Hicks?
Tampa win.
Tampa at home. Okay, week four. Tampa is at home against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I feel similarly about Kansas City. What does this team look like without Tyreek Hill? What do they look like without Tyrann Mathieu at safety? I don't know, man. What do they have? They don't have like a run game that you feel good about.
Here's my query, right? Here's my dilemma. Through the games that we've picked already, we have Tampa Bay at 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Look through the rest of the schedule. How many more games can you make the strong case? Like, yeah, you play Baltimore, but it's at home on a short week. You play the Rams, and it's at home. You play the Browns coming off your bye. You play Cincinnati at home.
Think of all the teams. The way that this stacks up home and away is beautiful for Tampa. They get Green Bay, Kansas City, Cincinnati, the Rams all come to Baltimore, all to Tampa.
And Baltimore. All at home. All at home.
Good Lord.
So that's kind of where I'm like, do we think the Bucs go 15-2? Because if we do, then great. Like, we can pick Tampa Bay to win this game.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
I think 13 or 14 wins seems right to me. But they do have some tough teams. Like, granted, they're at home. Do we take this a different approach to this and try to find the losses as opposed through game by game?
Yes. Yes. I think you could probably point to the Rams game, right? That was the electric game last year in the playoffs that Stafford hit the big throw to win the football game.
Of course, Tampa gets extended rest at home for that game, though.
Right.
They play Thursday night against Baltimore at home.
Tell me Tom Brady's your quarterback without telling me Tom Brady's your quarterback.
The home and away stuff is not like that, just happens to be the way that it is. But the way that this stacks up, getting Green Bay and Kansas City early in the season, come on, man. Sure, you get a little extra rest for your game against the Rams.
All right, I would like to propose losses to the Chiefs, Rams. We already gave them the loss on the road at the Saints. And that's probably it going into week 18, which we've committed to leaving unpicked at this point.
Okay.
So Chiefs, Rams, everything else is a win, which includes we already picked the Falcons in Tampa week 5. Week 6 in Pittsburgh, week 7 at Carolina, week 8 home on a short week against Baltimore, week 9 is the Rams game, which would be a loss, week 10 they are home against the Seahawks coming all the way across the country at home, that's a win, bye week coming out of the bye you play the Browns, we have that as a win, week 13 we already picked the Monday night home win against the Saints, week 14 in San Francisco win, week 15 home against the Bengals, win week 16 at Arizona, win week 17 home against Carolina, which will put them at 13-3 with the week 18 game left against the Falcons left to play, plus head-to-head wins against the Packers. And I guess that would be the only relevant team they have the head-to-head.
Dallas, I guess.
NFC playoffs. Dallas, I guess. But you know, that loss to the Rams might loom big depending on how the NFC West plays out.
Okay.
Okay, so 13-3 with one to be determined. So that gives us the conference standings or the divisional standings in the NFC West. Tampa Bay 13-3, one TBD. The Saints at 9-8. The Panthers at 5-12. The Falcons at 3-13 with one game TBD and potential to revisit one of their losses to try and work them to five wins if we feel it's appropriate. Four or five wins if we feel it's appropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
Shall we?
Cardinals on Arizona Day? We're not going to wrap now. We might as well.
Slip it in. Let's do it.
Phrasing. All right. Cool. Week one.
Jeez.
Home against the Kansas City Chiefs. This Chiefs. Is an L, right?
Yeah, Chiefs. Yeah,
and remember, the first six weeks are without DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Week two, Arizona at Las Vegas to play the Raiders.
I like the Raiders at home.
You know, I like the Raiders too, but that offensive line is problematic. I will say
What concerns you about the Cardinals' defensive line?
J.J. Watt.
End of list, right?
End of list, but we'll give it to the Raiders. That's fine. Week three, home against the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams.
I vote for the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams.
That's fine. Hey, Chris. Christoph.
Hello.
What context can you tell us about that divisional rivalry? How do those two teams play each other? I'm going to bank on your regional expertise.
You mean the Rams and the Cardinals?
Yes.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury does not stand a chance. Sean McVay owns the Arizona Cardinals. Owns them.
Okay, perhaps you can give us some foresight into... Come back here, sir. I'm not done with you.
Sorry.
Come back. Hello. Hello. The other two divisional opponents, because obviously we're looking to pick the rest of this schedule, and while Seattle and San Francisco have not come up, would like to know how Cliff fares against his other colleagues.
Doesn't fare that well against Shanahan. This is a different Seattle team than normal, so I don't know how to gauge this, but normally if you're a Cardinals fan, they win the one in Seattle, and they heartbreakingly lose the one at home. That's normally how it plays out. You go up there and you do well, and then at home you lose in like overtime because you doink a field goal off the upright or something. It's something weird happens in that game. But that's okay. They normally split with Seattle in some capacity.
Great. Okay. So that now puts us at... 0-3 to start the season with Chiefs, Raiders, and Rams. Two Super Bowl contenders, and obviously Raiders, a playoff hopeful.
And correction. 0-4. You gave the Panthers the dub in week four when we did the Panthers, so it is an 0-4 start.
I do not believe that is correct.
Oh, it is flipped. I have this incorrect.
I believe we changed
Bye, Chris.
This.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.
Paul, be nice, Joe. So we have Arizona winning this football game. So they do get their first win. In Carolina. Then they are home against the Philadelphia Eagles in week five.
Line of scrimmage favors the Eagles. It's in Arizona. Quarterback favors Arizona.
Right. Philly's got weapons.
Arizona doesn't have a secondary.
Which coach would you want in this game?
Sirianni, probably.
Sirianni.
We're
counting on
once again as avid Cardinals haters this year. I can tell already just based on what we've picked already. But like, I don't think any Cardinals fans other than Vontel still listen. We've
Cardinals and Patriots fans. There are none left. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just not sure it's sustainable. I'm not sure what they did last year is sustainable. So obviously let's work our way through the rest of the schedule. Chris said they usually win the game at Seattle. They're in Seattle week
dub.
Six. Last game without the
Cardinals.
Arrive. Dub.
Dub.
Club dub. So now you're 4-2, but we already picked the Saints to come to town and win week seven. So now you're 2-5. Okay. Week eight, you play the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota.
Off Minnesota coming off the bye?
Minnesota is coming off the bye, yes. I still think Arizona can win this game.
I do too. But I'm going to pick Minnesota and force Chris to do the tiebreaker.
All right, Chris is going to have to come in and do the tiebreaker because I'm picking Arizona winning this game.
Why? Why? Why are you going to make me do this?
Because it's Arizona Day.
Well, it's week eight, so is this early season Cliff or is second half Cliff in effect? Where does week eight fall?
There's 18 weeks, so we have two weeks left of early season Cliff.
This would be the second game with DeAndre Hopkins back, so you think they don't play well Thursday night. We gave that game. I'm giving it to the Cardinals, Montel, for you, buddy.
Okay.
Done. And with Seattle, with Seattle's reshift in their quarterback situation, I would make an argument that they will not lose in heartbreaking fashion to the Seahawks in Week 9 either.
I agree.
Done.
I think that's a good take by you, gentlemen. I think if there's a team they're going to beat twice in the division, it will be the Seahawks.
Done. Club dub. Okay, so that pushes the Cardinals to 4-5 at the midway point. So now you are in Los Angeles to play the Rams.
Sorry, loss.
We'll pick the Rams. We'll pick the Rams. You are home on Monday night to play the 49ers.
And they wait. They wait until week 11 to play the Niners. Yeah, yeah. Let's do the split. Home and home.
Okay, so the home and home split. So that gives Arizona a win in week 12. The 49ers a win in week 18. Now we have picked two more games. We picked week 16 and week 17. We picked the Bucs to go to Arizona and beat the Cardinals in week 16, and the Cardinals to go to Atlanta and win against the Falcons in week 17. So two games left to pick. Arizona is at 7-8. I think this is fine. I'm comfortable with this. So then you have the bye week 13, and the two games left unpicked are AFC opponents. Home at Monday night, coming off the bye against the New England Patriots, and then on the road in Denver to play the Broncos.
Did we pick this Chargers game?
No, excuse me, we did not. What an idiot I am, Joe.
Kyle just thought it was so obvious that it was the Chargers. He just clicked it and moved on like I did. Because that's what I already have it checked on my screen.
I did not because now they're 6-9.
So we have, okay, all right.
We have 6-9 with two games left to play. I would like to advocate for the Denver game to be a loss. I have some conviction about that game.
Okay, with you.
Now, Patriots game with Arizona at home on Monday night coming off the bye is interesting. Obviously, the Patriots have a huge coaching advantage here. The Patriots are coming off of consecutive Thursday games against the Vikings and Bills.
Mm-hmm. I like the rest advantage for Arizona. I like Belichick's ability to game plan against Arizona and really force them to play left-handed. And I don't know if that's going to be a game that's going to favor Cliff and their ability to handle it.
My counter argument is Jimmy's and Joe's versus X's and O's. I think Arizona's got more impact players to create plays. And yes, I think the coaching advantage is clearly in New England's favor.
Okay, I'm picking New England. You're picking Arizona. We'll force it to Chris.
Chris, come on in. Arizona day, baby.
So I was going
to be the bad guy.
I was going to make a joke and say, do we want to piss both fan bases off and call it a tie, even though Kyle hates that. We could do that just to annoy them both. Boy, late in the season, the Cardinals are coming off the bye. I do worry about second half Cliff and second half Kyler. Kyler wasn't particularly good as the year went on last season. He got banged up and wasn't particularly good. There are two games where you're going to be the most prepared. Week one, because you have all that time in the preseason to get ready, and then the extra week that you have off the bye. I'm going to use that as the tiebreaker here. Give me the Arizona Cardinals at home to beat the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football.
That puts the Cardinals at 7-10, which I think is fair. If you told me Arizona was a 7 or 8 win team, I'd probably get behind it. I don't know about you, Joe.
That feels right. 7 or 8. I think we're on the lower side of where I think they'll be, but within the realm of possibilities in my mind. I think there's 7-9.
So games we could possibly revisit would include that Eagles game week 5, potentially the Minnesota game, and go from there. But that's going to do it for us here today on Draft Dudes. We got three teams down. We're going to continue working our way through. We'll apparently finish the rest of the NFC West tomorrow on the show, so plan accordingly. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert, thanks as always for checking out Draft Dudes, and thanks to our friends at BetOnline for their continued support of the show.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.